I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have a three-piece rock band that just announced their reunion after an eight-year hiatus.
I got real sad late last year when Janet Weiss told the press that her and former Slater Kinney bandmate Carrie Brownstein's extremely fun band Wild Flag was calling it quits after just one record. But recently, two developments have picked up that slack. First, the emergence of the excellent Washington, D.C. power trio X-Hex, whose new record Rips is out this month on Merge Records. And second, the return of Slater Kinney itself, which was announced yesterday. Yep, the punk greats have announced their first record in nearly a decade, No Cities to Love, and a smattering of tour dates, the nearest to Oklahoma City being Omaha, Nebraska. And in case you were skeptical of a half-baked cash grab, consider the pent-up dissatisfaction in this, the first single, titled Bury Our Friends. A standout lyric, "We live on dread in our own gilded age." This is going to be a good record.
That's the newly reformed Slater Kinney and their new song, Bury Our Friends. The song will be featured on their upcoming album, No Cities to Love, out January 20th. Next, one of the most prolific songwriters ever releases a proper box set of some of his most interesting and curious recording sessions.
Songs just sort of started tumbling out of Bob Dylan as if you were a broken change dispenser sometime in the late 1950s. And over the years, as you can imagine, with a writer so prolific, they're still finding plenty of good songs that, for whatever reason, never made it onto a formal recording. For example, this one. It's a loose, fun rockabilly tune called Dress It Up, Better Have It All, and it comes along with the announcement that the Basement Tapes will next month receive the definitive box set treatment, which will boast 30 songs that Columbia Records say have never before been bootlegged. Originally released in 1975, some 8 years after the songs were recorded, there's quite a bit of controversy and argument around the minutiae of the Basement Tapes recording that could easily be used to bore a person to death. But the songs themselves are mostly excellent. Collectively, they form an important documentation of a prime moment in American songwriting history, of Bob Dylan aided and abetted by the band.
Well, hot dog, good at me, sitting on a tray, trying to find my knee, but can't find my carry, find the nails, the old cock me, all right, I hold my up. Please, little girl, I hope you don't interrupt. Oh, do it again now. One time for a close-up, little dog. I'm skipping, jump away.
That's Bob Dylan and the band with Dress It Up, Better Have It All. The previously unreleased song will be included in the 6-disc box set, The Basement Tapes Complete, The Bootleg Series, Volume 11, on November 4th on Columbia Records. Finally, we have a song remix of a fun band that we brought you earlier this year.
We'll leave you guys with a catchy one today. Easily one of my favorite singles to come out this year is Future Island's charming song Seasons Waiting on You, which benefits from frontman Samuel Herring's enthusiastic dancing. Unfortunately, I can't really demonstrate that to you through the radio, but I imagine he'd probably dance even harder to this remix by DJ duo Dodger Stadium. Here the song gets stretched out to its very limits, reshaped into sort of a broad, shimmering, old-school techno anthem that somehow actually makes it feel more wistful than the original version.
Matt Carney is the pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. Tomorrow's issue of Look at OKC focuses on the Flaming Lips and their take on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. As always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, friends.